Mr. Griffin Tarpley just left the TV studio. Dr. Tarpley will be joining us coming up in the next segment via cell phone from the streets of Washington, D.C. I already had Lord Monckton set up to talk about the greenies and their seizure, their attempted seizure of the infrastructure. So we had him on for that 30-minute respite from the bin Laden hoax. Now, a lot of things we're being distracted from. Is the dollar mega plunging, stock market mega plunging today? Chinese dumping more T-bills, more monetization of debt, gas prices exploding. You notice they killed bin Laden, and now they're telling you, we're going to even have more hands down the pants. We're going to have checkpoints on the side of the road. In fact, if we have that CBS News piece up, I want to play part of this so you can hear it for yourself. Oh, there's counterstrikes by Al-Qaeda and Zarqawi and Gadan, all trained in the U.S., all U.S. government on record. This is all public. They're going to attack us, so the government has to stick its hands down your pants, and now they want to be at all of the shopping malls. Now they want to... here's the headline. Security checkpoints near soft targets may soon become the norm. We'll break down all the bin Laden stuff. It's totally disintegrating when we come back from this quick break. But counterterrorism experts say the retaliation attack of Osama bin Laden's death is inevitable. And the news is saying nuke attacks are inevitable. AP last week. Terrorists are expected to aim for more vulnerable soft targets like shopping malls and museums. See how this works? Oh, the airports. We got to turn those into a prison. Oh, now the schools, the colleges. Oh, the Walmart. Oh, the highway. This is insane. And then Al-Qaeda might try to hit a farmhouse. We've got to search you on the little farm road just randomly. And the whole economy shifts. And the millions intelligence contractors and the, it's their business. The military-industrial complex owned by the big banks is eating America. Do we have that CBS clip? I'll take that as a yes. We'll go ahead and play a clip of this. Here it is.
Terrorism experts say a retaliation attack for Osama bin Laden's death is inevitable. Terrorists are expected to aim for more vulnerable soft targets like shopping malls, even museums. CBS 2's Hazel Sanchez reports.
They are places jam-packed with people, pedestrian malls, shopping centers, and stadiums.
Yeah, I feel safe, but of course, in the back of my head, I know that things can happen.
Counterterrorism expert Yuval Aviv says terrorists seeking revenge for Osama bin Laden's death will turn to attacks less dramatic than the destruction on September 11th, focusing instead on soft targets like hotels, places of worship, and mass transit hubs.
It's easier, less complicated for them to carry out. What they're going to achieve, if they're successful, is to kill as many people as possible.
Security consultant David Bohm says the future could include security checkpoints entering all soft targets, like your local department store. Bohm says even with a police presence, the areas are vulnerable.
The reason they're called soft is because it's so easily accessible to anyone. There has to be security
that's enough
for the safety of all people.
Now, there's the local cops. They're the Israeli security expert. They show New York the model troops, Hercules teams, cops in black uniforms with dogs and machine guns. And they're saying everywhere is going to have security checkpoints. You go into Target, you go into Walmart, and this is going to go in everywhere. And this is going to be the new job. This is going to be the new scholarship degree when you go to college. This is the new system. Remember Obama during his State of the Union this year? He said, don't worry. Now you're going to be able to ride on these new trains, these bullet trains we're going to put up all over the country, and you won't get groped by the TSA. You won't have to go through the scanners. Folks, it's always been their plan to take over all of society. And, oh, we got bin Laden. Now what's in New York is going to have to go everywhere. New York, you're driving down the road. They just randomly set up a checkpoint and search people. Training your kids how to be little prisoners and sticking their hands down their pants. This is martial law without the name. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our big story. Food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, literally hundreds and hundreds of magazines, newspapers, the Washington Post, the Pittsburgh Gazette, Slate, they are all attacking us right now, myself by name. And here's one out of the Post Gazette called, "It's Time for Conspiracy Theorists to Shut Up." And I was on National British Radio last night, and a guy called in, sounded like PSYOPs, and said, "You're an extremist, you know. You need to, you know, this stuff's against the law," criticizing the government fables. "It's time for conspiracy theorists to shut up," says Reg Henry. And he had to be listening to the show today. This just came out about an hour ago, because this is everything I said at the start of the first hour, that they covered up Jessica Lynch, had Jerry Bruckheimer produce it. I'm not just saying that. That was all staged with Jerry Bruckheimer. And then when the team, the survivors, exposed that she cowered and it was all fake and that the hospital was already taken by U.S. forces and they did a fake raid on it, five of them were killed very quickly, double tapped in the head and stuff here in the U.S., drowned, murdered, suspiciously dying. I brought up Pat Tillman and how they murdered him. And he says, "Pat Tillman was killed by friendly fire, not by hostile fire," in the initial Pentagon story. "But he did leave his professional football career for 9/11 and did die for his country." He goes on to say, "Yeah, Jessica Lynch may not have been Rambo woman." That's what I called her. a few hours ago. He must have just banged this out. And it says, it's time for conspiracy theorists to shut up. And he goes after me. We're going to Webster Tarpley, Dr. Tarpley, here in a moment. It says, meanwhile, over the website of syndicated radio host Alex Jones, styled Infowars.com, because there's a war on for your mind, a great froth of conspiracy was brewing. Sample headline, Obama shamefully exploits bin Laden fairy tale and transparent PR stunt. People who have lost their minds in the info war will believe this. And he goes on. We're going to be breaking all this down at the bottom of the hour after Dr. Tarpley leaves us. And then we go into retransmission. It'll be back to the latest live interview with Dr. Steve Pachinik today. But the big news here is that the story has changed more than 20 times now. And there's even headlines here out of Atlantic Monthly saying that they're totally losing credibility. Atlantic Monthly yesterday savaged yours truly and said I was basically a delusional fruitcake to Jeff Goldberg, the Israeli guy. But then this continues. Today their head editor came out and said the slippery slope of the bin Laden kill and basically said that nobody's buying this. And I monitored talk radio last night and today. The liberals and conservatives, 7 out of 10, I was taking notes, called in. None of them are buying it, 70%. This is a complete rout. The Drudge Report is now shifting towards reality, which is fine. They had to, kind of as objective journalists, go with what was being said and show both sides. But now Panetta says the photo's coming out, then it's not coming out. Obama responds and says, oh, I'm not going to release a photo. The conspiracy theorists won't believe it anyways. This is a complete – they put out a fake photo Sunday night in all the major papers, and Monday kind of quietly said, oh, no, it's fake, but I'm sent it. People that work here are sent it by people that are in their families, military people, saying, no, this is a real photo. See, that's how PSYOPs work. They're targeting weak-minded. They are still believing the fake one from 3 days ago is real. Now, they won't release the new fake one. And we said a month ago, 2 months ago, repeatedly with Tarpley, they're getting ready to frame Pakistan to start a new war with them. 3 weeks ago, they caught the CIA guy. They said it wasn't, and they had to admit it was, trying to give uranium to some of their operatives, but then blame it on the Pakistani government. I mean, the setup is on, and Tarpley really called it months ago with Saudi Arabia running for support with the nuclear-powered Pakistan. General Gul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, former head of the Taliban, Mujahideen, confirmed what Tarpley's saying. Steve Pachinik, super high-powered in the system, one of the top black op, PSYOP people of the modern age, totally agrees it's all staged. And so we're now learning nothing we were told was basically true. Well, no kidding. Bin Laden was dead a long time ago of kidney failure from the good sources we have, and we're on record saying that. Webster Tarpley, what is happening here? A, what was the point of the PSYOP? B, how is the PSYOP going? Do you concur that it is turning into a complete blow-up-in-the-face rout of the system?
I certainly think that the contradictions and the clowning and bungling of the Obama White House has helped a lot of people to see that this was a manufactured story. We have to remember that this pseudo bin Laden, right, we're talking about the alleged death of a pseudo bin Laden because we know nothing. There's nothing substantiated, nothing proven in this. But that is simple. That's the life of bin Laden. He died as he lived, in a sense. Never anything proven about him. There's all the things you think you know about him, be it the 9/11 stuff, right? The hijackers, all the rest of this stuff. These are simply assertions of the FBI at the time. And if you go back to the famous speech of FBI Director Mueller in the Cosmos Club of, the Cosmopolitan Club, the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco in 2002. He said that in all running around in Afghanistan that the U.S. had done, not one scrap of evidence had ever come to the surface connecting anything in Afghanistan to 9/11. So this is simply an exercise in mass brainwashing. Now, we used to think that the neocons were the greatest liars of the age, but they have now been eclipsed by Obama and his soft power group. And what is, I think, disturbing is a lot of the left-wing elites, the people who used to be peacenicks when it was a question of Bush and Cheney at war, have now become warmongers. And you're seeing the entire left liberal community going, as I had feared 3 years ago, from being opponents of military adventurism to becoming the leading edge with the bloodthirsty rhetoric. Now, the timing, I think, has everything to do with what you've just mentioned. The attempt by Saudi Arabia and Pakistan to join together and make a joint escape or jailbreak from the U.S.-British world empire, it seems to me, is the reason for this. Remember, they have invested hundreds of billions of dollars in building up bin Laden as a figure to disorient and confuse people in the Arab and Islamic worlds. They don't liquidate this from one day to the next for no reason. So it's an extreme situation, a desperate situation.
They've actually tried to manufacture in the last 15 years their own opposition. Now, notice the new four leaders of Al-Qaeda, three of them are admittedly born in the U.S., and two of them you can 100% prove work for Western intelligence. I mean, this is getting so cartoonish, Webster.
Well, you have, I guess it comes down now to a fight between Awlaki, Anwar Awlaki of New Mexico, known in the trade as Awlaki, the CIA lackey, versus Ayman Zawahiri of MI6. So we've got a CIA candidate and an MI6 candidate, and nothing good to be expected from it. It's clear that bin Laden, the biological bin Laden, has been dead for a long time. What you've had in the meantime is a kind of theater company, puts out audio tapes, videotapes. The doubles that they use have not been very consistent. We've had a fat bin Laden, a thin bin Laden, an angry bin Laden, a jovial bin Laden.
We've had old recut tapes of when he was alive. The CIA has admitted, May 25th, 2010, Spy Talk, Washington Post, that, yeah, we made some fake videos, trying to basically put that out the back door in case it ever comes out in a big way later. Also, the re-election launch bid. But Webster, I want to continue why they're doing this, why they're going after Pakistan right now. But first, before we get into more detail there, how is it going, studying what's happening with them? How is this going for the power structure right now?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of international attention to the bungling side of it. But in terms of the overall judgment, this is not clear, because we have to remember that the main problem now is that the danger of the false flag terror attack attributed to this. As we went into the weekend, or at the middle of the weekend, by Saturday night, the danger was a false flag terror attack attributed to Libya, pinned on Libya in the wake of the attempt to assassinate Gaddafi, and indeed the assassination of his son and three grandchildren, little kids. Now, as of Sunday, the main danger shifts to a false flag terror attack, possibly attributed to Al-Qaeda, but you also have CIA spokesmen, informal ones, coming forward to say there will be a new terror attack, we would say a false flag event, with the attempt to attribute this to the Inter-Services Intelligence Service of Pakistan, the Pakistani version of the CIA. So I think right now it's maximum alert. And remember, the key to all this is when drills go live, when exercises are flipped live and taken live, this is when these tragic events occur. The buildup in regard to Pakistan, there was a very harsh statement by the United States in one of these terror reports about 4 to 5 weeks ago, about the time that Bandar went to Islamabad. We then had this Ray Davis case, which you point out, with a lot of accusations being made in the Pakistani media about possible activities as a terror controller and possible involvement in the attempt to create a radiological dirty bomb. Let's think about that, because that may be the template that's going to be used.
Then they say we've got to go in and have war and take the nukes away from Pakistan. But expanding on that, first they said Davis wasn't CIA. Later they had to admit he is CIA. So just this continued wall of deception, and the system is losing all credibility as they're caught in more lies.
On the international level, this is for sure. We also then had this this question of Admiral Mullen going to Pakistan and saying, you guys work with the Haqqani network, you're no good. And then we had WikiLeaks, the famous CIA limited hangout operation, putting out all this stuff about how the center of gravity of Al-Qaeda is really in Pakistan. So WikiLeaks doing its job for the CIA once again.
Absolutely. Stay there, Webster. I'm going to break down this looming maximum alert false flag.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold-processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of a pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140-octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is not some fancy of radio that we're here. Ooh, the maximum alert is here. I totally agree with Webster Tarpley. This weekend, Tarpley was here during the week, but this weekend we had another person here in town to be interviewed for a film, and we were all in there eating barbecue, and I said, I feel the greatest disturbance in my gut I've ever felt. And I told my wife, I told people in the office, I said, I think it's war. And obviously you study intellectual information, and then basically your subconscious analyzes it and is more powerful than your conscious and tells you, man, this is bad. But I was able from the chatter pre-9/11 to predict that they would blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden. Because I saw the pre-programming. It was very obvious. They are in CBS News everywhere. They put out news the last month that Al-Qaeda's got nukes buried, WikiLeaks, that they're going to detonate nukes in Europe and the U.S. if he's killed. That comes out right before. I mean, come on. Folks, it's the scripting. It's like watching a bad drama. It's so fake. And you can just see it all happening. So when Webster Tarpley's telling you this, they're already hyping. And notice the circular logic. We go into the Middle East, Bin Laden attacks us. We have a 10-year war. It's actually several trillion that have been spent, hundreds of billions domestically every year. It's not hundreds of billions. It's in the trillions now overall in the aggregate. And the circular logic is, now we kill him, and now here's the new four Bin Ladens. You cut one head of the snake, four more. And on record, a whole bunch of them are globalist. I mean, on record, at the Pentagon. And now we're going to have to kill them, and then there'll be even more terror attacks, and it just never ends. And Webster, they're on CBS News, you name it, saying, now there are going to be checkpoints at all the malls, grocery stores. Everyone will have to be searched. I mean, this is again, to heighten the paranoia, Webster.
Well, we have now a situation where the U.S.-British imperialism, it doesn't really have an enemy image. And this, of course, is something they always want to have. For quite a while, it was the Soviet Union and world communism and the Warsaw Pact, or maybe Red China. Then it became, of course, Bin Laden and terrorism.
So they have to attack us again to introduce the new Bin Laden.
Yeah, some new enemy image has to be fabricated fairly quickly, given especially the tremendous economic and social crisis in this country. I'm interested to hear what you say, Alex, because my feeling is, Sarajevo, 22nd of June, 1914, right, this assassination of an Austrian archduke by Serbs, egged on by the British and some French. And then 5 weeks later, you have the outbreak of World War One, a catastrophe. And in that period of 5 to 6 weeks, people write that they were living in a trance, they were in a dream world, they thought that the problem had been solved. They didn't think that there would be any general war, and precisely when they were most in the land of dreams and la-la land, that's when the mobilization started and the war became a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I think right now we're probably going to, right now if people don't get the word out, and tell, we're probably going to have World War III, and I want to come back briefly or start now how that's going to unfold. Obviously, they strike Pakistan claiming they're trying to get the nukes. They're now framing Pakistan, as you said months ago they would do, claiming they're working with Al-Qaeda. Then the Chinese get involved, the Indians come in, and the Middle East blows up even more, right as the dollar's plunging. I mean, you can see all the classic ingredients. As you've right. said, when the dollar starts going down, they start a war, and then they're going to blow up a bunch of stuff domestically. Crack down on the media and say, we got to arrest people that say the government's doing it, and pull the plug on the web, the internet kill switch, and then all the good old boys will be worshiping Obama, and that's it. And the bankers win, and we're all enslaved, and the FEMA camps are opened up.
This is the moment when something like a general strike would normally come to mind as perhaps the only adequate the adequate response. In other words, a mass movement against the possibility of imminent war. The problem we have right now is that the left liberal opposition, the main forces of the peace movement that were deployed against Bush and Cheney up until 2007 or so, have now switched over into the warmonger camp. And if you watch the programs on MSNBC, if you watch the foundation-funded leftists who were such great enemies of Bush and Cheney, they are now bloodthirsty warmongers. They're calling for essentially attacks on Pakistan, or they're setting the stage for that. And we should remember, Pakistan is a huge country. It's almost 200 million people. There are nuclear weapons. And it just so happens that the supply line for the U.S. forces in Afghanistan goes across Pakistan from the port of Karachi up through Pakistan across the Khyber Pass. That is a supply
line. Webster, let's talk about the time frame. I mean, is this a bluff to get the Saudis to go back and grovel to the Anglo-American establishment? How's it going to end? How could World War III start? Where do you think they'll launch their false flag and teach us to love them?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great grandchildren.
You know, I don't want to get into a distraction here about media events that I've been part of. We're not playing most of the TV interviews here I've done in the last few days, but one in particular. And we'll get the whole thing up on Infowars.com, but I'll have one of my great webmasters out there post this Alex Jones and Osama video, but we're about to play it for the radio listeners and TV viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv here in a moment, but we'll also get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just post the whole thing. It's short, and it says that the interview is disastrous. Hartman is totally outmatched and unable to lead Jones down the path he carves out and get him to criticize anything from a partisan perspective, because they want to make it, oh, Republicans don't believe the Bin Laden hoax, to then get Democrats tribally in identity think to go, oh, we now believe the hoax. We now identify with the war, like that rent-a-mob of mindless patsies, that the flash mob out there that could hardly talk. We've got the video on the website saying that we'll kill Saddam. We killed Saddam. And they're like, look, Radowski's like, it's Bin Laden. Him too. I mean, it is just idiocy. They're trying to get them like baby chicks or baby geese, goslings, to identify, because when a chick hatches out or a gosling, they'll identify with someone in a goblin outfit with a red ball, whatever they see first, a dog. person and follow you around and worship you. So they're like, you know, the war, torture, secret arrest, World War III's coming, you're going to get drafted. We're setting up FEMA camps, little goslings. Yeah, look, you love Obama, you put your identity into him, you feel like he's getting beat up right now. Well, guess what? Torture and secret arrest in World War III are kind of sexy. And the goslings are, you know, chirp, 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 like a bunch of idiots. And they did not like it that I was leading the goslings, you know, to reality and to, you know, grow up and not be slaves and, you know, to actually, well, you see my point, Webster. And this Hartman guy melted down, just throwing PSYOP distractions in. And I called him. I said, it's a PSYOP. And he got this look on his face because they're following a handbook. And then I was on Inside Edition today. It was the same handbook. I mean, these guys are really revealing themselves. And we're having that moment where the facade is just falling everywhere, Webster. But you know why people instinctively know World War III is about to happen? Depression. Folks, if we don't get the word out on these people, it's over. And then where will the chicken neck Hartman be? Hartman, do you really want to help the globalists launch World War III? Tarpley, what's your view?
Good question, Alex. Remember, the left liberals always believed in and needed the 9/11 myth even more than Bush and Cheney. Bush and Cheney were, of course, they built their house on 9/11 and the myth of bin Laden as the enemy image. But before too long, they shifted off. They had Saddam Hussein. They had Iraq. They had all sorts of other things. Whereas the left liberals stuck with the myth about 9/11. And this is the roots of this, what we see with Obama, right? That Iraq was the bad war and the mistaken war. But Afghanistan, of course, was the good war that had to be escalated. And that's, of course, what he's been doing. And it's clear to us that the real purpose of the Afghan war is to attack Pakistan, to export the Afghan civil war into Pakistan. Also for a deeper reason, that the left liberal wanted to believe that this group of Arab terrorists had been able to bring the United States to its knees, because this was the blowback thesis. They wanted to believe in the blowback thesis, which is a way of saying...
And America deserved it.
Exactly.
That was the Ward Churchill tripe about the 3,000 exactly. That died were little Eichmanns, those little kids visiting mommy, the secretary. They deserved it.
Exactly. So there's a deep emotional need to believe in the myth, because the idea is that just punishment was meted out to the United States on 9/11. This, of course, absolute baloney. There is no collective guilt. This was done by a network. The American people do not bear the collective guilt for this in any way. And, of course, the irony with bin Laden is that how many battles did he fight after his death, right? The best guess is that he died somewhere between 2001 and 2002. This is what the Pakistani government has said. It's been announced by FBI officials and others in these little red press things.
Who was the British main minister, Robin Page? A week after he went public, he had the heart attack and died, correct? That's the name on him.
Robin Cook.
Robin Cook. I had his statements printed out yesterday and then lost them, and I can't keep all the names straight. We also had Sybil Edmonds. We had Benazir Bhutto, the president. She said it. They killed her. I mean, they kill major government people when they touch this myth, because they had a special narrative to unwind later.
Well, unfortunately, it just doesn't add up, right? And you have to be very gullible to believe the greatest liars of the age when they come with another one after all the ones you've mentioned. Remember the Spanish hero El Cid, played in the movies by Charlton Heston, the guy who fights his last battle when he's already dead? They strap him into a horse.
Yeah, he's been shot in the chest with an arrow. Excellent movie.
Exactly. It looks like, of course, that was a couple of days at most after the actual death. With bin Laden, he's still fighting battles 9 or 10 years after his alleged great feat. But, of course, it's all the tissue of lies. And I would tell people, don't get involved in the internal contradictions of this, because it's all invented beginning to end.
Exactly. They add all the admitted many lies and stories to make you accept the larger system. Oh, well, it's only these lies, fog of war, right, instead of the whole thing being a ridiculous cornucopia of baloney.
The entire method of the, I guess it's the Cain-Hamilton Commission, right, the National 9/11 Commission, their method was simply to assume what they were supposed to prove. In other words, they started from from the idea that Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda did it, and then they took it from there. That is a lot.
Sure, Webster, I got to stop you. Bottom line, we'll get you back up either in the next few days or next week as this develops. They're saying it's a certainty we're going to be hit, nukes. Are the globalists capable of even setting off a nuke? Where do you expect them to hit? What's the time frame? Do we call Congress, as I did in July of 2001, and say, don't stage the false flag? Do we call the White House right now?
I think it's important, to, as you say, to spread the word in any possible way, to inoculate people that if a false flag takes place, especially if it's attributed to Pakistan, the ISI, or any of the other factors that might be brought in, that this is axiomatically not to be believed. In other words, it's time to stop being gullible, or we will all have a hard time continuing to exist. But remember, what they're responding to is a tectonic shift in the world that all of these countries, from Saudi Arabia to Pakistan, are interested in realigning with Russia, with China, with all kinds of other countries. And this is now there's a general jailbreak going on out in the world, of which you hear almost nothing in the media.
Webster, I've got to stop you again because we've got to go to this video, but I just want to say this. Of everybody we've interviewed, you have been the most accurate, frighteningly so. I mean, two, 3 months? It was longer than that. You said, watch Pakistan. It's next. They're going to try to blame them for terror. You broke down that they would try to connect things through these networks. You said a Lockheed, I remember 8 years ago, was CIA. Now it's admitted. And you've really had your finger on the pulse. And that's what's so frightening is Gould agrees with you, Hamid Gould, General Gould, Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik. I mean, and you can see them saying, oh, Pakistan's got a lot of splaining to do. I mean, you can really see, as the RAND Corporation said 2 years ago, they want a new world war, and it's on. I mean, it's on like Donkey Kong, as the kids properly have said in the last decade, the kids. I'll get to be an old man here, folks. The youngins. I do sound like my grandpa now. But the point is that it is on. I mean, it is coming down. And I'm not, folks, I'm begging the listeners, people in government, media. I mean, a lot of times I'll be talking to these reporters when there's, and I say, look, this isn't funny. Come on, you know they lie. You understand how dangerous this is. We are at a historic crossroads. And if you can't feel it in your gut or even see it intellectually, when it all comes down, remember I told you again. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, they're fully capable of vaporizing the Sears Tower with a low-yield nuclear device. Okay? Just like 9/11, I told you what they were going to hit. Okay, I can see into their eyes. I can see into their soul. I can study them. I know the enemy. And as you know yourself, I can see them bombing the Eiffel Tower. I can unholy hell is being prepared. Okay, they are about to launch what's going to trigger World War III. And then they've got their bunkers, everything built. They've got their secret police grids. They've been running around to every professional in the country, including my dad, other dentists he knows, saying, will you spy on people for us? They've set up the grid. They're announcing on the news that TSA people are going to be sticking their hands down your pants now at the mall. This is martial law. This is Red Dawn. They are the terrorists. They are the foreign bankers that did this. Get it, folks. This is real. We were right. We know what we're talking about. Webster Tarpley, it's time to come to Jesus. It's time for folks to have that moment. It's time for them to wake up. Your final comments.
Well, my advice, as always, get active or get radioactive. Remember, the old Italian proverb says, lies have short legs. They don't last long. And you can't reorganize world affairs around a tissue of lies. So I recommend people get busy and get the truth out and don't fall for these crazy stories. Don't be stampeded. That's what President Eisenhower said in the wake of the Kennedy assassination. Don't be stampeded. That's good advice right now.
Well, you said it, but they are. The lies do have short legs like a wiener dog, but at the end of the day, they only need to carry us so far in our hype. Ooh, America, USA, USA. Boom, we get hit. America was hit after getting Bin Laden. That's when the tactical nukes hit Islamabad. I mean, you can see the script and Obama up there at the photo op and the good old boys going, I like Obama now. And it's the blitz syndrome where when we get bombed, we get angry, and it's all sleight of hand so they can finish destroying the country.
One other thing, though. There may be countervailing forces within the United States government. In other words, the network that wants this apocalyptic event that we seem to be seeing in front of us, they may not have the entire say. There may be some other faction that says, no, we'd rather not be involved in the thermonuclear confrontation with Russia and China and everything else that this would mean. We'd rather pull back from the brink and take some other approach. Don't exclude that possibility, because I think it's real.
Why do you think Steve Pachinik, who is a former black ops, PSYOPs dean, and he's the Jack Ryan character on record, helps write Clancy's books, worked for Kissinger, all the other big kingmakers, Baker. Why do you think he would come on my show, he contacted me in 2002 saying he died of renal failure, they're going to roll him out later, then Albright came out and confirmed that. But the point is, now he comes back on and says, Bush, Cheney did 9/11, I know a top general who was in there, I'm ready to testify in federal court, call me. This is a guy, no one even has his photo. And he's coming out because he says, yes, we're on the verge of total meltdown of everything. I mean, clearly things are getting crazy.
Perhaps this illustrates what I was trying to point to. He may indeed, I'd have to study the particular case more closely, but he may indeed represent the kind of phenomenon that might occur at this point. In other words, a more rational faction which does not want to go into the abyss of some kind of a strategic adventure and a world conflagration.
But it's almost like German high command that didn't want to go into Russia, but then Hitler was actually running things so they could. But there is no head of this. It's a bunch of addled oligarchs when they're not, taking ballet lessons from Rahm Emanuel together and having their valets service them, their male valets. They're prancing around preparing World War III. I mean, how do you stop a group of demonic zombies?
Well, that's where the getting the word out, in other words, making the perspective absolutely clear that this is not going to be a cakewalk, which is what they tell themselves, that the potential here is for military action that would not be a one-way street. In other words, it would mean losses for the aggressor, assuming the United States is taking that role, that it's fraught with danger, and that the intelligent thing to do is not to jump over the edge of this cliff and then see what happens.
Well, that's what Pachinik said. He said all this domestic police state is going to trigger resistance. And at the same time, if they left these other countries alone, they wouldn't run away from the Anglo-Americans. They've totally lost the soft power. They think they're covered because the liberal and conservative flanks love war, get off on it at a subconscious level because of their impotence in their soul. And it's a perfect storm. Folks, I feel the disaster coming. I just want to tell you right now. And you better pray to God, and you better get involved, because trust in God, but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say. Webster, great talking to you. Be safe there.
My final advice, let us work now while it is called today, for the night cometh in which no man can work, and no woman either.
Yeah, thank you. Boy, I'm getting chills. And I'm going to take a few days off in the middle of this. I was already planning it for months, and they're going to have fill-in hosts, Watson and Aaron Dykes. They'll do a great job. I've got to get away. I wish months ago I wanted to like go to the hills and sit in a cabin for a month and really get my mind ready for all this, because I need to be focused like never before. We're in such a leadership position here, and I couldn't do it without your support, listeners. I couldn't do it without my great crew, the wonderful job they do, and they realize the incredible historical events that are happening and that we are at the tip of the spear. I hope all of you out there listening realize how important you are in this historical fight. We've only got about 11 minutes left. This is a 9-minute clip. This was Tom Hartman, who always acted like a nice guy, pretty fair on his radio show, Radio America. What's it called? What's the liberal radio network called? Air America. Thank you. And he totally flip-flopped lately when I've gone on his show in a cartoonish way. He had a really cartoonish intro to it where he made fun of everybody. That's not on this clip they released. But here it is, and the Slate and others say that it was a complete rout and I destroyed him. And I did because he's not in reality, I am, and he's trying to say that I'm not in reality because I don't drink their Kool-Aid and lies. The world's waking up. Got it? We see through you. Emperor has no clothes. Here it is.
The deathers are spreading. You know, all those people who think that Osama bin Laden's takedown mission was actually fake and that bin Laden was actually, or is actually still alive, or was dead a long time ago and frozen. At least they'll think that way until they see the long-form body. Even then, I'm sure they'll find some other theory, conspiracy theory, to hang on to. For a one-stop shop for all your deather needs, log on to WorldNet Daily. Take a look at some of the headlines on the website today. Osama DNA analyzed within 24 hours? Right! DNA evidence must be a lie. Not everyone believes bin Laden really dead. Everyone speaks for itself. Burial at sea upsets relatives of 9/11 victims, as in what President Obama really did was anger 9/11 victims, not kill bin Laden. And then there was the WorldNet Daily poll in which visitors were asked to sound off on the death of Osama bin Laden. The most popular response in the poll, garnering 28% of the vote,
was straw man's
the
here.
Timing of Obama's order was
from a Republican angle, like I'm a Republican.
Eligibility troubles.
He introduces
a
this first
response since it combines deatherism and birtherism. And the fourth place response, with 7% of the vote, was, I'm skeptical bin Laden is actually dead. Figures. Here was radio host Alex Jones' take on bin Laden's death yesterday on this network.
Osama bin Laden, according to two White House sources, and I'm on record with this, and another State Department source, and we have one of the names is public, in 2002, saying he died, he's frozen, literally frozen, and that he would be rolled out in the future at some date. Then Madeleine Albright.
Alex joins me now to talk more about this pressing issue. He's a filmmaker, author, and investigative journalist, and host of the Alex Jones Radio Show. Alex, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'd like to just make two central points here. Number one, the CIA last May 25th in Spy Talk in the Washington Post, two unnamed high-level CIA sources told the paper they did make fake bin Laden videos. Those were fake. The famous ones weren't even good. Computer renditions, linguists and others had listened to the voice and didn't even pass
the voice. That
doesn't
mean bin Laden was frozen. That means that, you know, Bush was running a PR campaign trying to scare the hell out of us.
Well, expanding on that, the point is that they do make fake videos, and they're going to be releasing those fake photos probably tomorrow, so there is a history. And you guys make it all partisan. It was Madeleine Albright on Fox News and CNN in 2003 that said the word was he was frozen and was going to be rolled out. That's part of the record. It was Walter Cronkite. It was Theresa Hines Carey that came out, and the word was Bush was planning to do that, but because they put that out, he backed off.
Okay, so why would... are you suggesting... Alex, that's the reason that I mean, this is just the idea that the Bush administration had bin Laden's body all these years frozen, and any time, like 3 weeks before the election to help out John McCain, they could have rolled that thing out and said, hey, look at this, we just got it. But now they're letting Obama take credit for it? I don't get it.
Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik, who served under Baker, Kissinger, and others as the deputy secretary of state in those departments, came on my show first in 2002 in April and said this. And then I did talk to a White House source, high level, well known here in Austin, Texas. And then through another trusted media source who talked to another person in the White House that is the case. And we've seen all the dirty.
No, I believe that a lot of people told you this or told you that they knew somebody who told you this. I'm just wondering why. Why would, you know, if...
Well, they needed, let me answer your question. You know, they needed to keep the myth of bin Laden alive, you know, for the next 7, 8, 9 years. If they had admitted that he was dead, then they wouldn't be able to teach school kids to be afraid of him and that he was under the table. So the TSA needs to stick their hands down.
Right, but again, why give
hands.
Obama the credit for this? Why not? But okay, we've gone around.
No, why give him credit? Because this is I'm not partisan with this. Sure, the Tea Party doesn't believe it. Breitbart doesn't believe it. WorldNet Daily's
having
questions.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting you are.
That's their issue. My issue is I'm on record 9 years ago with this information. I'm nonpartisan.
Right.
And at the presidential level, they may fight over who gets to be president. But on the trillions on the wars, on the torture, on the secret arrest. The Democrats toe the line just like the Republicans, just like they have the same Secretary of Defense that Bush had, Robert Gates. So this is the same deal, and this is to signal a new era in war.
So in your mind, it's meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
And to frame Pakistan. And to frame Pakistan.
I'm wondering where Glenn Beck fits into this. You've said that he's a government operative, and I'm wondering what agency he works for.
Well, he works for basically the right-wing foundations that cover the right wing of the controlled paradigm to keep folks on the reservation fighting with each other. And then there's the George Soros Ford Foundation arm that basically created the CIA. The Ford Foundation and others are on record working in clandestine operations.
The OSS, isn't it, after World War II?
Yes, the 1947 National Security Act.
I mean,
look, this is the same government that gave us fake WMDs.
Hungary at that time.
This is the same government that gave us fake WMD documents and told us that hydrogen blimp pumps were anthrax systems.
Alex, you're never gonna get me to
Bill
disagree
Clinton
with you.
Bill Clinton missiled an aspirin factory during Monica Lewinsky.
Alex,
to divert people.
Alex, I'm agreeing with
this
you.
This is wag the dog.
I'm telling you, yes, I know our government has lied to us. The Gulf of Tonkin is one of the most notorious in my lifetime, frankly. But I'm just wondering why the 9/11 truthers would love Glenn Beck if he actually works for a government agency. And
9/11 truthers love Glenn Beck?
Okay, they don't. All right, great. In that case, give me your thoughts on William Edward Hickman becoming the role model for objectivism.
Hold on, Glenn. See, you're trying to create a partisan wedge to keep people in the partisan left-right paradigm here. Glenn Beck is a 9/12er who says we should remember the spirit the day after 9/11. Same thing Obama said Sunday night. These guys are basically pushing the same paradigm. They have fake-controlled opposition to make Obama look like he's on the left while he passes an insurance plan written by the insurance companies as socialist health care while he continues the war. Glenn Beck gives him left cover by attacking him, claiming he's on the left. Look, okay, man, I'm way past this junior high control.
I got that. William Edward Hickman, a serial murderer in 1927, cut up a little girl, threw out her body parts, you know, in the car when her father finally came to pay the ransom. As I'm sure you know, he was the role model that Ayn Rand used for her hero in The Fountainhead and in another one of her novels, and basically was her idea of the Superman, somebody who was incapable of feeling the pain of others. We're seeing this now in the Ryan budget plan. We're seeing it right across the board in objectivism and libertarianism.
I don't buy into all that. Chicago school, I'm not into all that.
I'm not asking if you're into it. I'm asking your thoughts on objectivism and libertarianism coming out of a sociopathic mass murderer.
Well, you can put the labels. I mean, you can say Stalin was a leftist and killed 30 million people, or Hitler was.
No, I'm talking about Ayn Rand here. Ayn Rand wrote, letters and long.
Diversion.
I mean, she was in love with this guy.
Hey. There's a total diversion out of the fact that we can't believe anything the government tells us. They threw the body into the sea. You've got black ops, long history. I mean, Private Lynch, that turned out Jerry Bruckheimer produced that whole thing. She hid under the truck. Then when the rest of her team said that they had killed the Iraqis.
As I said, Alex, there's a long list of times our government has lied to us. I'm not disagreeing with you about that. But I'm trying to get some answers to some of these.
All right, folks, we're out of time. And I hadn't watched this before I played it. I had just been there. You hear him fading me down the whole time on Pat Tillman and stuff? Wow. Talking about chopping up kids when I'm talking about Bin Laden, trying to attribute it to me?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.